I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
You know, Ajay, last weekend I saw the impact of this coronavirus firsthand.
Oh God, somebody you know tested positive? Did you have to visit a hospital?
No, nothing of the sort. Though I do know a fair bit of people who are corona positive. Actually, I was on a Zoom drinking session with some college buddies. It was a fun evening until somebody started talking about work. Suddenly, the conversation became awkward. Really awkward. You see, a quarter of the people on that Zoom call had been laid off recently.
That sounds awful, Sunit. These really are scary times. So many companies have been cutting salaries and then even letting go of people. We have been discussing this topic for quite a while now, about the likely future of those working in aviation or travel or hospitality, even small retail places and businesses. And that list of affected sectors is only growing. I fear the pain has just begun.
Yes, we've been seeing this in the media too, which has been hit by falling revenues.
Yeah, that too. But I thought you were going to discuss something more positive. Spread some sunshine in these gloomy times.
Well, I do have some good news to report. I had asked our colleague Gautam Das to explore which sectors are actually hiring at this time, in the middle of a pandemic, that is. And well, he spies some green shoots in the jobs market, starting with the people in delivery.
Oh, I'm not surprised about the boom in delivery jobs for sure. E-commerce has been doing rather well in lockdown India. In any case, with millions of migrants leaving cities, a lot of the delivery workforce has disappeared. So some of those signing up for a delivery job now are actually getting paid better than 3 months ago.
Gautam also reports that a cross-section of jobs in logistics and facility management has opened up as industries open up slowly. You know, the office supervisor and security guards, those roles.
That's good to hear, but surely many of the low-skill positions are mostly replacement hirings, right?
Well, yeah, but the good news is fresh jobs are coming in some white-collar segments too. Demand for professional home healthcare jobs is at an all-time high. Teaching jobs are also seeing a spike, given how everyone is into online education these days. Also, software and hardware jobs are making a comeback after a brief lull.
Oh yes, BPOs are definitely hiring, though at lower salaries. But there are some interesting segments in the job market which are witnessing a demand. Job site Naukri.com actually tracked keywords used by companies to look up candidates. Information security, for example, saw a 100% jump compared to the first week of March 2020.
That's understandable, as more people work from home and network security becomes important. The data also shows hiring is stronger in Bangalore and to a lesser extent in Gurgaon. If you're in either of those cities, the odds of getting a new job are higher.
Well, unfortunately, we live in neither of these cities, Sunit, nor in Tier 3 and Tier 4 cities where companies are hiring, expecting demand to come back sooner than in the big cities. So things are a bit encouraging in some cities and small town India. But is it for real? Do you think the job market will bounce back, Sunit?
Good question, Ajay. Some staffing firms say the demand is a third of what is usually seen in the same period in a normal year. So the job market is still clearly very weak.
That's what I would have thought. Getting back to pre-COVID levels of hiring will be a long haul for many industries.
But there's one sector that's booming now, collection agents. Once the Reserve Bank's moratorium on loan EMIs ends, banks are expecting plenty of defaults on loans. Many people have changed addresses too during this period.
Funnily enough, on these job portals, there is suddenly zero openings for bouncers, you know, the kind who prevent trouble at nightclubs. Maybe they've all become collection agents.
Good enough. The way things are going, many people will have to deal with collection agents soon enough. I hope those listening to this podcast don't have any unmanageable debt. We wish you all the luck you need to deal with the uncertain days ahead. Do keep social distancing in mind as you step out. Have a productive week. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunit Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.